Today is Friday, April 30th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. I'm recording a little bit earlier. I'm recording at 4:30 in the afternoon, Central Time, because I decided, you know, Mark got off work early today because they had some kind of bowling. I don't know. A lot of people are getting vaccinated around here, so his boss decided they needed to get together at a bowling alley. And they were masked. At least that's what I'm told. But, and he and I are fully vaccinated, and it's been 2 weeks. So theoretically, we are as immune as you can be to COVID-19. I'm sure there have been people that are, you know, those breakthrough cases. But for the most part, you know, if you look at statistics, it's very unlikely that he or I would get it. So anyway, last night, we'll just continue on with the tradition. I made chili. For you guys to know what I made, but the thing is, I'm not going to be able to do this for very long because I have a set. When I'm on a diet, I have a set number of recipes that I do, and I just kind of go back to them. You know, I'll change up something here or there, but generally speaking, I will do them the same way over and over again. Because then I already have it in my Weight Watchers app, and I can just boom, 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 and I'm done. So I did that, and we watched some TV. I just want to mention, if you guys aren't watching The Circle, and I know I've already mentioned it, if you're not watching The Circle, I absolutely love it. If you're a fan of Big Brother, and I'm not going to do another podcast. I already do a Big Brother podcast with Fatty, but I was just thinking, oh, this one would be even easier to do because Netflix releases 4 episodes all at once. You could just wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, have a really short season of a podcast and do a recap of The Circle. But it's so interesting. There's this one character, and they can catfish each other, so nobody sees each other. And they go into this apartment complex, I guess. I don't know. I looked it up. It's in England, actually. And but even the U.S. version, it's in England, so I guess they fly over all the American folks. I didn't research that, so they could possibly find Americans who already live in England, because I know during we watched a show, Name That Tune, that was recorded after COVID, during the pandemic, basically. And they decided to do it in Australia, because Australia at the time that they were recording had very low cases. And so, you know, they couldn't do any filming in the U.S. because it was just horrible. And so they decided to record this entire season of this show in Australia, but they wanted to have, I guess, they wanted to have American contestants because it was an American show. It was going to be airing in the U.S. So they found expatriates who lived in Australia but were American to be the contestants. And so when they would say Jim from, they wouldn't say Jim from Sydney, they would say Jim from Canton, Ohio, even though he really lives in Sydney now, you know. So I don't know, on The Circle, I don't know if they find people who have moved to England, because, you know, that would be a lot cheaper than having to fly the people over. But one guy said he's from Dallas, and he's a gay guy, an older gay guy. And he looks so familiar. And I lived in Dallas, as most of you know, for 8 years. And I'm thinking, did I meet this guy because I sang in the Turtle Creek Corral in the gay chorus. We did a lot of fundraisers and charity events and concerts and all of this kind of stuff. I went to many, many birthday parties for different people. And we went to the club every couple of weeks. And I don't know, I'm sure I've seen this guy somewhere. But anyway, so what they do is they go into this apartment. They never see each other while they're competing. And they go in, they each have their own apartment. And they only communicate over this social media, social network inside the apartment complex called The Circle. And I don't know, I just really like it. I find it, it's a cool spin on a reality. And I'm all about a reality game show. It's Big Brother, except they never see each other until the end. You know, when someone gets voted out, they may or may not go and meet one other person, but they also record a video of themselves, but they can catfish. So like, I'm a 42-year-old gay man. I could pretend to be a 18-year-old straight girl, for instance, with the photos of, you know, of me as a girl and all the, you know, all this other stuff. So a lot of times what they'll do is they'll pick someone they know and ask them if they can use their photos. So one guy, you know, he decided, oh, I'm going to be a girl. And he selected a college friend of his. And then he said, you know, can I use your photos? Can I pretend to be you, basically? So we watched that, and I'm sure we watched some other bullshit. I don't know. And then that's all. I had a goal last night. I was going to work on Blender a little bit because I've decided, you know, just for fun, I'm not going to make a business out of it. I just want to learn 3D modeling just for the hell of it. And I've been watching all these videos and everything. And I know I've been talking about Blender for a year, probably. But I decided what I'm going to do is I'm going to start releasing. I'm going to do little Blender 3D models and I'm going to release them on Instagram. I don't know if it's going to be daily or weekly or monthly. I'm not really sure about the frequency, but I just want to have something where I'm going to post something somewhere. And then later I can look back and see if I've gotten any better. So I actually have already done one. It's a very simple, it's just a vase sitting on the floor, a vase sitting on a floor and, you know, with a hardwood floor. And in fact, the wall behind it, I didn't even texture the wall. So it is literally just a flat white wall. But again, that's going to be my very first one. So I wanted to make it very simple so that I can improve. And I don't know, my next one that I post, I may take that same one and make it better, or I may do a brand new one. I don't know. I haven't decided yet, but the first one is just going to be a vase sitting on the floor with nothing in it, you know, just a shadow with some light casting on it, and that's all. And then on some regular basis, I'm going to post these. Again, I don't know if it's going to be daily because, you know, my life gets kind of busy, but we'll see. We will see what I'm going to do. And yeah, so that's all I did last night. Nothing else really. I mean, our evenings are boring. We did walk. And we walked for half an hour. So I've now walked every day this week. And I'm recording now. We're going to go walk right after I record. And then I think I'm going to make... I have a throwing down recipe that involves making a dough and some other stuff. So I think I'm going to go to the grocery, because I don't have all the ingredients I need. So I think what I'm going to do is go to the grocery store, because it's kind of not a Weight Watcher friendly recipe. So what I would like to do is make it tonight and then have it tomorrow so I can eat it tomorrow and try it out. And I know it won't be as good rewarmed or whatever, but I don't know. We'll see. At least I'd like to have the ingredients, so if I make it, I can, you know, because we decided we're going to go out of town tomorrow, and so I don't even know if I would have time to make it tomorrow. And then there's a Filipino dessert that Mark has been wanting me to make, and so we don't have mix minus tonight, so I may use tonight to do some cooking. So I may make this dessert for Mark, and at the very least do the dough for the thing for throwing down. I'm going to look at the recipe and see if you can make the dough ahead of time and put it in the refrigerator, and then maybe I could make the filling and bake it tomorrow. So anyway, I'll have a busy night. And I have some for dinner tonight. I have chicken breasts in the refrigerator that I need to use, which I found out, I guess, is Mark's least favorite. Just a plain grilled piece of chicken is... Mark does not enjoy that. So if I use the chicken, I'm probably going to make a stir fry with a little bit of, add a little bit of peanut butter and some soy sauce to make a more of a peanut chicken sort of thing. And then serve it on some cauliflower rice because I have weigh-in tomorrow. And so I need to, you know, watch what I eat this evening so that I can, you know, be happy after I weigh in. And because we've now officially gone 2 weeks, yesterday was 2 weeks from our second shot, our second vaccine, and we are the most immune that we could possibly be to COVID-19, we are going to resume going to restaurants. And we were talking about what our favorite restaurants were, and I really think, I mean, I don't know if this is trashy, but I really think my favorite restaurant, if you're saying not fast food, because actually it's probably Whataburger. Every time I say that, I think you guys are thinking I'm saying Whataburger, but Whataburger is probably my favorite. But if I had to say restaurant, like not a fast food place, I don't really have a favorite. But what came to my mind was, you know, I really love the Cheesecake Factory. So we have a Cheesecake Factory in Tulsa, which is about an hour and 45 minutes away from our house where we live now. And so we decided we're going to drive to Tulsa tomorrow. We're going to eat at Cheesecake Factory and we're going to go to IKEA because there's an IKEA in Tulsa. At least I think there is. I need to look that up because it's either IKEA or Oklahoma City. But I believe, it's either Tulsa or Oklahoma City. And so we've got to look that up and make sure there really is an IKEA. But so our trip is going to be eat at Cheesecake Factory, go to IKEA, buy a eucalyptus branch for this vase that we've got in the bathroom. And, you know, I don't know. We always find something when we go to IKEA. So we're going to do that. And then that's going to be our day. And then we're going to drive back. It'll really just be half a day because it's only, what, that's hour and 45 minutes. That's only 3 hours and a half drive or something. So, all right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend. Bye.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.